You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Now, can you honestly tell me you have never used your phone while driving? I know, me too. But we both know that it can be dangerous. To help with this, some newer cars have a special feature called a heads-up display. This option shows important driving information in front of you, like speed and directions, so you don't have to look away from the road. It's like a floating screen on the road in front of you. This can help you drive safer and avoid getting a ticket for going too fast. Not all cars are so modern, so to drive safely, you need to put your phone away. Thankfully, some cars have special places for your phone while you're focused on the road. One specific 2021 model, Chrysler Pacifica, has a feature where the second row of seats can be folded down into the floor. It's good for carrying big items. But when the seats are up, these areas are good for storing things out of sight. Just remember to check and clean them out every once in a while, because they can become magnets for all sorts of knickknacks, like French fries or wet swimsuits, that will surely start to smell at one point. Keep some cleaning supplies in your car, just in case. Are you a science fiction fan? I have some good news for you then. Turns out that flying cars may be closer to us than we think. And it's not just because they look cool. Manufacturers are looking into developing such vehicles for practical reasons too. For starters, our standard roads are getting pretty congested as time goes by. We'll need some other means of transportation in the future to be able to cope with a large number of vehicles. You can find loads of flying car concepts online for all preferences. There's one that looks like a giant drone.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
And another one like a mini airplane. The simplest designs just took a car and put wings on it. Some cars will light up a snowflake on the dashboard every now and then. In case you're wondering, it's a sensor, and a pretty important one too. It shows the exterior ambient temperature. It gets activated when there's a road warning due to a sharp drop in temperature. It may sometimes even come with an audio warning or a message on your dashboard to inform you that the roads may be getting icy, so you can either adapt the speed or change to the appropriate tires if necessary. Cars these days aren't just adapted for the cold season. They come with cool features to help out during the summer months too. I'm talking about those neat sun visors. Check your car to see if it has this added bonus feature. We know they twist to help the driver out even when they're not driving directly toward sunlight. Some visors can also extend, so they can provide shade to a larger area. If yours can't extend, there's a simple solution. Buy a sun visor extender. You can even find them online. They work by being attached to your existing sun visors or the windows for better shade coverage and visibility. Now, your car might have another hidden feature. Well, it's technically not in the car, but in its tires. These days, some cars come equipped with foam-filled tires. They were created to fix the problem of air-filled ones that often went flat. Why? Well, because foam-filled tires have many of the same benefits as air-filled tires without the danger of leaks. Regular air-filled tires can sometimes lose air over time, even if there hasn't been any damage. In most cars with this feature...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The tires are not completely filled with either foam or air. They have a mix of both. A bonus of these modern tires is that they make the cars quieter. Generally, electric cars make less noise, but because of that foam, they end up being as quiet as a cat. Some people like the fact that they're quiet, while others prefer that classic screeching or rumbling that vehicles make. But even people who like the sound of regular engines might like the quietness of these new models because they are still very fast. Hey, I drive one, and it's fun! You might have stumbled upon a button called AEB. It stands for Automatic Emergency Braking, and it's a feature that uses sensors to detect if a collision is going to happen really soon. When activated, it will automatically apply the brakes to try and prevent something bad from happening, or make it less severe. There are two types of AEB, one that only works at slow speeds, and one that works at all speeds. If the car can't be stopped completely, the AEB system will try to slow it down as much as possible to reduce the impact. Many cars now have systems that can warn you if someone is walking in front of you, and can even automatically stop the vehicle to prevent an accident. These systems use special sensors that can also detect bicycles and animals. However, a study found that these systems don't always work well, especially at night. Even if your car comes equipped with this added feature, it's crucial to always pay attention while driving and not rely solely on these systems. A little thing called Lane Centering Assist helps you stay in the middle of your lane when you're driving on the highway. It's not a replacement for paying attention to the road either, but it can help guide you through gentle curves. You'll still be in control of the car and can turn the wheel if you want to go in a different direction. Some systems give you a lot of feedback, while others are more subtle. Lane Centering Assist can't handle sharp turns, and in most cars doesn't work if you don't have the cruise control on. What's also cool about this feature is that if it senses you've removed your hands from the wheel, it'll give you the warning to return to the correct driving position. A lot of accidents can happen when you're reversing your car, like out of the supermarket parking lot. Parking sensors can help prevent these things from happening by using radar or sound to detect things that the driver might not see from his position. These sensors will make a noise or show a warning on the car screen to let the driver know something is there, like another car or a person passing by. If you're planning to have a road trip, you know how hard it is to adapt to various speed limits throughout the country. Traffic sign recognition is a technology that can help with that. It allows you to know what the speed limit is on the road you're driving on. It uses a camera to take pictures of traffic signs and display them on a screen in your car. This can be helpful if the signs are hard to see or if you miss them while driving. Some cars with this technology can even change their speed automatically based on the signs they see. This technology is mostly found in luxury cars, but it is becoming more common in other types of cars too. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety has made studies that show up to 6,000 drivers per year have bad accidents simply because they were too tired. Sure, I would like my car to come with built-in coffee makers or showers to keep me awake on those long days driving, but some do have systems that can tell when a driver is getting kind of snoozy. These systems monitor the movements you make while in the driver's seat. It looks at things like how you turn the steering wheel around and move the car. If it senses you're a bit too tired to move on, it'll make a noise and show a message on the dashboard urging you to take a break. Some of these systems even show a picture of a coffee cup to remind you to stop at the next gas station for a refreshing beverage. Might save your life, too.